Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's remarkable that the people have spoken so overwhelmingly, so loudly, so clearly. It is beyond dispute that Amendments 4 and 5 have been soundly rejected, and I hope they are buried so deep in the rejection of our citizens that they never come back.
Yeah, I hate it when someone proposes that you keep more of your money on your paycheck. That's the worst thing ever. That's Scott Charton, who was part of the anti 4 and 5 campaign. I've known Scott for like 30 plus years. He used to be allegedly an unbiased reporter for the AP. I don't think that's even possible knowing what we know now. But he was one who lied about everything related to these amendments. And it worked. The opposition worked. I guess I have to give credit to my next guest, too, David Barklage, GOP political strategist. You were on with us last night, David. You were great. Thank you so much. But you were involved in the campaigns against 4 and 5, right?
That is correct.
Why do you think they failed so miserably? And congratulations, because you had a part in this. But look, these were massive defeats. You know, we see political campaigns, races. Look what happened in Michigan, 15,000. These two constitutional amendments were just completely demolished by the voters of Missouri.
Well, I have two different viewpoints. Oh, go ahead.
No, Mike, how did that happen and why?
Well, number one, let's talk about Amendment 4 briefly. Amendment 4 was an attempt by the legislature to reform citizen initiative petition process. In fact, it was a very poor attempt. It really, what it would have done is end the initiative petition process that for over 100 years has really been the only way Republicans and reformists had access to Missouri government. 2004 was the first time Republicans held both bodies and the governor's mansion. And so I caution many people on what they were trying to do. They are trying to react to problems in the process that has become with time of national groups coming in and trying to run and manage Missouri around the majorities. And to that regard, they do need to look at changes, and they could look at shortening the number of words in the Constitution so we don't have 40 pages of weed, et cetera. But with that being said, I think it was very clear. With the legislature puts something on the ballot, puts no real effort behind it, that puts it at risk, one. Two, realtors had passed two constitutional amendments, and let me put one perspective on this. They passed in 2010 a constitutional amendment that passed with 83.7% of the vote, yet it couldn't get past the legislature. And that's because, Mark, the legislature isn't really built for reform. There's a lot of checks and balances that really keep things very even. And special interests have a lot more control there, whether they're good special interests or bad. The point is that the realtors had to step up. There were other groups that had to step up. And so the legislature to be tone deaf of putting something that was not structured well, that was biased to prevent any challenge to their power, just was bad after all. And it paired up with Amendment 5, and this is where I want to maybe help people, is that we, in the end, had Amendment 4 and 5 commercials vote no on both, because what effectively happened then is the legislature was putting a tax reform plan on the ballot that would allow suspend three constitutional protections, and those three constitutional protections would then allow the lobbyist community to rewrite the tax code, picking the winners and losers, and then Amendment 4 would prohibit any challenge to that after the fact.
So bad combination. Bad combination with those two. Okay, so do you think on the initiative petition front, should that, I'm ready for that just to go away, David. Should it go away, or should they try to do something differently where they just kind of raise, instead of just a simple majority, it's at a higher threshold, or should it go away?
No, it has been invaluable because the legislature is not wired to address certain issues. The Hancock Amendment was passed by initiative petition, ethics, the term limits. So many kinds of government reforms. They took the Pendergast machine down, through the initiative petition process. And so it's been very valuable to our government in keeping a clean and reformed government. The problem has been that the legislature hasn't taken the hard time of figuring out how to fix the structural problems. And the structural problems are very clear. One, we're allowing industry to write their own bills, like marijuana. 40 pages, one in five words in the Constitution are about weed. You could fix that by changing the number of words. We shouldn't be actually trying to use the Constitution to spell out every administrative function.
Yeah, I don't disagree
with that.
It
should be something more lawfully. And so 250 or 500 words would do it. Two, you had Medicaid expansion over one problem in the Constitution, whether you were for it or against it, but currently the Constitution allows existing programs to be it doesn't require funding. A source. And so you can put any program that's on there currently on the ballot and say, we want to expand roads to 8 lanes everywhere and pay them a gold. And as long as you don't have to put a funding source, people may go with them. Just changing that and taking that exception out and requiring a funding source with any request of expanding a program, that would have taken care of that. Clean Missouri would have been, the Republican issues with that would have been resolved, again, if the language was short and we allowed preemptive challenges to the Constitution.
I got it. On that one, all right, so there's a way to fine-tune that. Let me get to 5, though, because I want to talk about a couple other things here. You have people from around the country that I've spoken with, and when I tell them in the past few weeks that this, effort to phase out the income tax is going to fail miserably, they think we're crazy here. But obviously, that was also ill-conceived, and it wasn't promoted properly, and voters did not trust the the lawmakers. But this is an overwhelming defeat, even by Republicans. So you were careful last night. You're not ripping on Governor Kehoe, and I don't think Governor Kehoe is going to quit on the income tax. But when Scott Charton says, we hope it never returns, why is it, David, I think you played a role in this, that people think it's so bad, so terrible to keep more of their money?
Well, so that you make a very good point. You and I are probably not any different on that issue. I absolutely support lowering the over-reliance, as I would say, on income tax. We have to modernize our system. We need less reliance on income tax. And you're hearing this from a guy who led the effort against it. The problem was the plan. One, there wasn't enough runway to really describe to people why our current system is bad.
Mark. Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.